Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, I'm Ashley Mackey. I'm the communications coordinator with the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo.
There we go. Now, not only do you do that, but you're an actress as well.
Yes, I do a lot of theater arts here in town, as well as fine arts on my own downtime. So.
Yeah.
Big into the art scene, for
so
sure.
So, I want to know when you got into that.
Oh, goodness. Since I was a kid. My parents put me into the Keanu Theater Program back in early 2000s, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. And so, you must have studied and invested time in this. So, like, outside of being in that program, what was your journey in the arts? Because we'll talk about the last play I saw you in a little bit. Amazing. But I'm dying to know how you got from the amazing actress you are now. Like, what was that journey to get there?
Well, I still have a lot of work to be an amazing actress, so but thank you. Yeah, so they put me into, it was an after-school program. I don't know if Keanu does it anymore, if they stopped it or what have you, but this was back when they did have a big arts program at Keanu College.
Right.
And there was an after-school program for, I did both classical voice for music as well as musical theater.
Right.
And so that was a lot of my after school activities.
Yeah.
And then when we moved away, there wasn't very many theater programs here until, funny enough, the year I moved away is when I think Theater Just Because became a thing in town.
Right.
And I'm like, well, where was I when this came?
That's right.
Already moved.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of my theater in community theater in Fort Saskatchewan with the Sheeptown Players drama.
Okay.
Down there before going into theater studies at Red Deer College at the time.
Okay.
Didn't get into that program, but I took it as a general studies program and then just did like courses here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally moved back and got in with Theater Just Because was my first. I did Mere Mortals, directed Mere Mortals, was my theatrical debut back to Fort McMurray.
Right.
For the 2019 ADFAs.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a couple of Keanu shows. Mm-hmm. And just finished the Waypoints Dinner Theater back in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what was the name of the play? Because I forget the name of the play that I saw you in.
That was Misery.
Misery.
Yeah, Stephen King.
Now, I had never seen the movie. I had never read the book, so I knew nothing I was going to see, which that's the best way to see it, in my opinion. And I know you outside of your play, and you're a really nice, soft-spoken person. And I saw you in this play, and I was terrified to bump into you again. Like, you were so believable. Like, I was like, oh, my Lord. I felt nervous to be around you. You were just so authentic to that character. It was nuts.
Yeah, and it's funny because you say you haven't watched the movie. I haven't watched the movie either.
Yeah.
I'm not a horror person.
Right.
I read the book. I love Stephen King novels.
Yeah.
But when I found out the opportunity was coming, well, I have to audition. And
right.
I got the part.
Yeah.
But I told myself I'm not going to watch the movie because I knew Kathy Bates had won an Oscar for that, so I didn't want to be like her.
Yeah.
What an experience. I've never had a role that intense before.
Right.
Mostly the stuff I've done was mostly like camp comedy,
mm-hmm.
musical theater style.
Yeah.
And never full on like psychological horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say you transformed into that character is a understatement. And especially I've never been in a position before where I've known the actor or actress and then seen them transform into something else. Like, I've know a lot of actors, but I've never seen anything so, like, you were not playing character at all in regards to, like, that is the furthest point from who you are in your day-to-day. And you were literally amazing. Like, it was awe-inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah, straight up. So good for you. Like, I was... And then I, like, when I found out, like, oh yeah, she's from Fort Mac, I'm like, how did she get from there to there? Like, unbelievable. So you did go to school, you did take some courses.
Yeah.
This is something you've invested, like, a lot of time into.
It's basically what I do in my free time is theater.
Right.
Either it going to auditions to help it, like, to help get the audition experience, or I also playwright as well. So
okay.
That's pretty much my passion, so
yeah.
that's why I do it.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now, in regards to Fort McMurray, you went away, you went to school. Why did you come back to Fort Mac?
I met my now husband.
Okay.
And
is he from Fort Mac?
Born and raised.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So we went long distance for a while, and the whole situation is we wanted to move in together. I was in Fort Saskatchewan. He was 4 hours away in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, here's the deal. If someone can find a job somewhere where we both can put work first,
yeah,
then the other will move there.
Right.
I found the job in Fort McMurray, so I moved back.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. And you're from here as well?
I was raised here, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When did you move here? How
I was 2 years old when I first moved here, so it's basically my hometown.
This is your hometown. Okay, cool. What did you take in school?
For university?
Sure.
Professional communications.
Oh, okay.
I started off with a theater focus, and then when I was... It's a very competitive program, theater,
yeah,
and they only have so many slots available, so when I couldn't get into that, I decided, you know what, let's promote the arts instead, and I got into communications from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're here today to talk about something with your job that you work at now. You work for the Multicultural Association. They have something coming up pretty soon. What is it?
I'm really excited. We have our Multiculturalism Day Festival coming up on June 3rd. So it's a celebration of cultures right here in our own little community here. I wouldn't call it a little community. It's actually a pretty big community once you start to get around and meet everybody. But we're going to be holding that on June 3rd at Heritage Park. And I'm really excited because... It brings the arts as well.
Yeah.
And cultural foods and a whole bunch of different activities for families to enjoy.
Yeah. It's amazing. And what a great backdrop of Heritage Park to actually have it too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I wasn't there last year. Unfortunately, I was very sick last year and
yeah.
I really wanted to be there, but I heard it was incredible. Yeah. Beautiful day out. Like, mm-hmm. couldn't have asked for a nicer day to
That's correct.
Go out. And it's entirely outdoors
yep.
with food vendors and that's always one of my favorite parts is the food.
Yeah. Yeah, they have food and they have the performances that go on as well all throughout the day, from singing to dancing. Like, I was there last year. It was awesome. It was really nice. But listen, before I ask my question, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. But before we get into that, we're going to throw it to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one role or character you hope to one day play?
Oh, that's easy. Elphaba from Wicked. She ever since I've seen her in... I went to go see the... Broadway musical, not the Broadway, sorry, it was the musical at the Golden, I think the Chinese Theater,
okay,
in Hollywood, and that was the one with Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel when they first were doing their debut of the musical, and ever since that point, I'm like, I must get this role one day in my life.
Right.
And, yeah.
There we go. Now, before you ask the second question, your mic is dropping. So what I'm going to get you to do is exactly what you just did. You're going to hold that. There you go. Awesome. Tanner, hit her with the next question.
All righty. Question number two. What do you think is the best portrayal of a character by an actor?
Best portrayal of a character.
You're just crushing with these questions lately,
bro. Oh, man. That's a tough one because there's so many really good actors out there. I would have to say, just off the that's coming to the top of my head, Meryl Streep. I don't remember her character's name, but it was her role in August Osage County.
I've never seen that one. Gonna have to look into it.
I seen both the they had it at the Citadel, which is when I first saw it, and then they released the movie back, I think in the mid 2010s.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What an incredible actress. She's one of my idols.
Okay. There we go.
Question number three. What do you think is the go-to animated movie?
Go-to animated? Right now, I would have to say Encanto. Beautiful music, beautiful culture, colors, characters are incredible. And, yeah, yep. I could think there's a little bit of something for everybody in it.
Yep, facts. Yeah. Great movie. Yep.
Question number four. What do you think is one festival or event at Booth at your multicultural event everybody should check out?
Can I say all of them?
Yeah. Say whatever you want.
No wrong answers.
Yeah. No wrong. I'd say all of them. If you're going out to the event, check them all out. Everyone, because it's hard to pinpoint one because it's a multicultural event. So if you go to one, you're missing out on all the other cultures that are going to be there.
That's right.
So I say go to all of them, experience the culture, and like talk to the people who are running the booths because some of them have some really cool stories.
Facts.
And your final question, what is your favorite non-North American food dish to eat when you're feeling hungry?
Sushi.
Those menu five
questions? I'd say sushi or butter chicken.
There we go. I have a funny story about butter chicken. I once worked with a individual who wasn't very adventurous with the food that she ate. And we went to a restaurant one night for a company dinner, and she looked at the menu, and it was like a very basic restaurant, but like based on what she was comfortable with, there was nothing there. So she saw butter chicken and she just thought that it was just chicken that was cooked in butter. Ooh. And so she ordered butter chicken and I was sitting next to her and I was like, I don't think that's what you think it is. And she's just like, no, it's going to be perfect. I'll be fine. And I'm just like, I don't think you will, but okay. And I just let it ride and I saw her face when it came out and she was just like, and then she tried it and she obviously, like her, she couldn't eat it, and I was just like,
too many spices.
Too many spices for her. I was just like,
the spicier, the better, in my opinion.
That's right. So, anyways, butter chicken, like that. The disclaimer: it's not made with butter, as its only ingredient.
And if it is, it's smaller amounts.
That's exactly it. So, when it comes to movies, Tanner just asked like a bunch of movies and cinema-based questions. Are you into cinema acting versus theater acting, or do you have a preference, or are you just like down for all of it?
So my experience is mostly in theater acting.
Yeah.
It would be cool to experience the cinema just for the sake of trying something new.
Right.
But talking to some people who have been in cinema, I don't know if it's my my particular area for theater, but I really like the whole process of theater stage acting.
Right.
Personally, but I'm always down to try cinema.
No doubt.
Truthfully.
So are you able, outside of Fort McMurray, to travel to see cinema over the years? Like theater, sorry?
Not much. Like the most I've done is like with Wicked, but that was when I was a kid. And
yeah.
And we would go on family vacations down. Well, at that time it was a Disneyland trip, and then we had a weekend out into L.A. where we went to go see the show.
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What a beautiful theater. For one,
right.
I can't remember the name of it. It's like something Chinese theater, but beautiful theater. It's the one where all the stars put their hands in the concrete.
Yeah.
It's just,
I know which, I can picture it. I don't know. It's like something very famous in Hollywood. It's red and. Yeah.
Yes, and beautiful, beautiful. But
wow.
For the most part, it's been mostly Alberta based.
Yeah.
Citadel Theater, Calgary. Theater, and then smaller theater organizations in Edmonton, of course, and in smaller communities. So
yeah,
I'd love to go to say New York and experience Broadway. I'd love to go and experience theater in like the UK. That would be incredible, like right where
That's right.
Some of the greats are coming. They have come from Anthony Hopkins or Maggie Smith, and that. Mm-hmm. It'd be incredible to go see where.
Yeah, yeah. I was fortunate enough when I was in England to see two shows. They off Broadway in England, and the theaters and the acting. It was just like next level.
That theater, by the way, is the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
That's right.
Thank you. That's...
There we go. Tanner just crushing it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since, I haven't been there since 2002. So,
yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. No, cinema or theater across the world is something else to see. I've been fortunate to be able to see a lot of stuff within different provinces in Canada. But yeah, seeing it globally as well, like the culture is just, it's the same, but it's different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting, too, because, I mean, there's been some workshops we've had here in town where we've had actors come from, say, L.A., or there's one that I believe Swamp Rat put on back in February that I attended. And, yeah, one lady was from L.A., and her husband was from Ireland. So hearing the experiences from mm-hmm. the two different countries,
that's right,
was incredible.
That's right.
So it's fascinating to see
how
much it's similar and how much it differs, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know we are putting your arm under stress and our equipment because it's so hot in here. So we're going to wrap it up a little early. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, goodness. I just said, I'm going to reiterate what I said about multicultural. Come out, enjoy, see all the booths, experience it all on June 3rd.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.